Well, back in the late 50s, a young guy was in Tidewater VA, and he was playing records with the people, and his theme song went something like this.
We know a man in town who chased away that frown. If you just follow his cue, tap your toes and hum along when he plays your favorite song. Hey man, here's Dick Lamb for you.
That's right, Dick Lamb and music on Color Channel 131 WGA. Here's something I bet that Dick has forgotten about. He used to do an afternoon, Sunday afternoon, Top 30 show. And to prove that point, here's the way Dick sounded way back in days gone by.
Hi, everybody. This is Dick Lamb, your host each Sunday afternoon on the WGH Original Top 30. Brought to you each week from 2 to 7 o'clock. Your WGH Original Top 30 brought to you in part by the Record Bar. Soon to be opening another fully stocked, fully equipped Record Bar in the Mid-City Shopping Center. Yes, soon the Record Bar will be open in the Mid-City Shopping Center with all the wonderful treats that you'll find right here. Dick Lamb saying goodbye for now. See you on Sundays on the WGH Top 30 show, 2 to 7 o'clock.
And now switching from way back then to today, 1978, October of 1978, in the studios of 2WD. What is a 2WD, fella?
Oh, it's my life. Broadcasting is my life.
That's Dick Lamb, in case you didn't know. Dick, tell us all about it, about the 2WD now. Well, we're going to work our way backwards. How's that?
All right. Well, of course, you know the story is here. After 100 years in broadcasting here in Tidewater, my partner, Larry Saunders, and I purchased these stations, and here we are, trying to pay the bank.
And before that?
Well, let me see. From WTAR, doing the television show for around 8 years and programming WTAR radio, and then prior to that, over at Wavy TV for 2 or 3 years, and prior to that, at WGH for round two, as you well know, because you were the man who hired me and brought me back.
In fact, you almost didn't come, remember?
I was out in Dayton, Ohio, and loving it. I really did like it in Dayton, Ohio. And you called, or I called, I can't remember, and Keith James was leaving.
Uh-huh.
And you said you want your old show back, because I had been at GH in like 59 and 60.
Right.
Want to do your old show again? Keith is leaving, going off somewhere. And I said, no, I don't think so. Let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. We'll think about it. Call back in a couple of days.
Yeah, so I called back about 4 or 5 days later, and you said, No, I'm not going to do it. I've had enough of that. I'm just going to start. I got the morning show here. I like it. I do sports. Then what?
And for some reason, before the phone call ended, I turned around and said, all right, Raj, I'll be there.
I'll be there. We got your old theme song all set and ready to go, and there it was. A night train, the music started all over again then, right?
Yes, it did.
You were one of the original Swingin' Six, though. But was it? When did you join GH?
Well, you know, I don't know if I was one of the original Swinging Six, but I came along in very close. Didn't they convert to the format in like 57?
58, yeah. It was 58. About March of 58, yeah.
Well, I came on the scene either late 58 or sometime in 59, because there was a Dick Lamb
that was hired
and never got on the air.
Right.
And,
but they had a jingle they spent $200 for,
that's it.
And we couldn't waste that, so all of a sudden you became...
Dick Lamb.
Dick Lamb.
Right.
Spelled differently.
Yeah.
He spelled his name differently.
Right. And do you remember this?
Mm.
In those days when the disc jockey thing was a fever pitch, Top 40 was a big scene, and no matter what we did, I mean big crowd showed them. And to present Dick Lamb to the public, you remember we had a big hop or something at Skateland.
Skateland, right.
And the big thing was, you know, we chuckled and laughed about changing my name to Dick Lamb, and the guy who was here went back to Texas or whatever. And there was this big crowd at Skateland, and you said, now here he is, our new member of the Swingin' Six, Dick Lamb, and all these kids. Yeah, okay, man. You'd have thought I was Pat Boone.
That's right.
And I walk out in the middle and say a couple of words, and this girl tugs on my arm and said, don't I know you from San Antonio? Aren't you the Dick Lamb down there? She had known the original,
that's right,
Dick
Lamb. The original Lamb. Dick Lamb.
Couldn't believe it.
Let me toss a couple of words to you that might bring back memories. How about an old beat-up crutch?
I don't know how to describe to our broadcasting and listening friends out there, the temperament of one of the great pros and veterans in this community in broadcasting, Bob Calvert. Now, you and I both work with Calvert for a lot of years, and the man is still around working, doing his thing. He has got a temperament that, well, he's mellowed. He's mellowed now. But in the old days, he's the kind of guy who would just chew the tires off a truck. And he was a grump. I mean, let's face it, he was a grump. And we used to have more fun getting on his case because we loved to see Calvert go into his act, see? Mm-hmm. We had an announcers meeting back in one of the back buildings when GH was three little outhouses along the side of Mercury Boulevard, see? And he was never on time, never made a meeting on time in his life. And there we are, all back there starting. I mean, we'd forgotten about Bob, the heck with him. It's raining outside like crazy. Now, Calvert somehow had injured a leg and was on crutches. Well, right in the middle of this meeting, like a clap of thunder, boom, the door slams open. We jerk our heads around. There's a moment of silence, and all of a sudden, a crutch comes in. Waka-bum-bum-bum-gong-bum-bum. And here he comes. Son of a gun. I got my crutch stuck in the mud. He had put his crutch off the side of the sidewalk and had run that crutch about 3 feet up. And, to us.
Well, what can you say? Speaking of announcers' meetings, and the announcers' lounge, the so-called lounge out in the back there, was an old garage they made over into our announcers' lounge. I remember you and Dean Collins were back there one day. This is back when Dan Heidrich was manager, right?
Right.
This was about 1960 or sometime like that would have been.
Dan Heidrich was another character that fills our past. Yeah. Now, Dan Heidrich was, let's say this, he was decisive. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when he made a decision, honey, it was right now, and let's get on with it.
Right.
Well, I had come in and joined the staff, and I was in the midday. I don't know, I was doing 9 to noon or noon to 3, see? Mm-hmm. And Dean Collins was the big hit with the teenagers at night.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 11 show. And Dean is sitting here in this back room at a little shelf working on his music sheets. And I'm sitting right beside him. We're both working on our music sheets. And the phone rings. And I pick it up. Dick Lamb, Mr. Heidrich here. Let me speak to Dean Collins. Yes, sir. Dean, it's for you. I hear Dean say, yeah? Uh-huh. Okay. Hangs up. I say, what happened, Dean? He fired me. Well, who's the night man? You are? Oh. Well, now, that doesn't put you in an awkward moment.
Thanks,
for a few
Dean.
Seconds. Yes, thank you.
You know, Dean went on to a PGC in Washington and then on to the All Night Show in New York City. Changed his name to Dean Anthony.
And I'm in Hampton.
And we fired him.
Story of my life. I'll tell you the truth.
How about New Year's Eve? Now, New Year's Eve was something back several years ago, wasn't it?
Every New Year's Eve, you dictator, I'm going out to let the air out of your tires right now. Roger, you see, was my boss. He was the program director. Turkey. And every New Year's Eve, we would spread the disc jockeys to various locations. We had some of the real garden spots of the world to broadcast from on a New Year's Eve. We're living it up at the Hotel Chamberlain. I was either at Skateland or Mercury Roller Rink in the skating dust. And Gene Loving would be at another place. He usually
the dome,
got the dome.
Dome
he got the good
Beach,
one.
Yeah.
See? And I was at the skating rink and somebody else was. Were you the other guy?
Yeah,
no,
was,
you didn't go out, did you?
Yeah, I went out, sure.
You worked?
Yes, sir. Son sure did. New Year's Eve, I was. Hey, speaking of that, I got something I want you to hear. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Stand by. Here we go.
Stand by, Tidewater. In 60 short seconds, it will be 1966. WGH Radio bringing to a roaring close the biggest year in our history. We hope it's been a great one for you. 45 seconds. From now, we'll have three big wishes coming to you from the WGH Tri-Cities Dancing Party, our gala New Year's Eve celebration, on the air on WGH Radio with Roger Clark at Mercury, Gene Loving at the Dome, Virginia Beach, and Dick Lamb at Skateland on the Peninsula. 30 seconds. You have only a few more seconds to get that favorite gal at your side. Get her ready for that big New Year's smooch. And little lady, hold on to Mr. Big right now. Don't let him out of your sight. Here comes the countdown. Repeat after me. In 15 seconds, it will be 1966. All right, everybody ready? All at once, counting down from 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's midnight in Tidewater. It's 1966. Happy New Year, everyone, everywhere. And now from Mercury Roller Rink, the first of three big wishes.
And this is Roger Clark at Mercury Awards Corner. And the place has gone mad here. We're going to hear the horn being blown in the background. Everybody's running around here. Let's switch controls now to Gene Loving at Virginia Beach. Gene, come on in.
Thank you, Roger. Boy, it sounds like you're all having a wild time here at Mercury. This is Gene Loving at the Virginia Beach Dome, and welcome, 1966. Everybody's going crazy here with their New Year's horns and their noisemakers, and they're yelling Happy New Year and a big fat Happy New Year to you, wherever you are on New Year's Eve. Let's join Dick Lamb right now over on the peninsula at Skateland. Take it away, Dick.
This one coming to you from Dick Lamb at Skateland, Bud Corner on the Peninsula. Glad to join in with everybody. Whooping it up here at the midnight hour and welcoming in the spanking, good-looking new year of 1966. As we turn around from place to place on WGH Radio, as we bring in this new year, let's switch once again to the Dome in Virginia Beach and Gene Loving standing by.
It is. Happy New Year, 1966. Does that bring back memories to you there, Dickie Boy?
It really does. You know, it's something, too. Whatever happened to Gene Loving?
I don't know. I have a number to call, though, later on. I think I'll give him a call.
The last I heard, as I mentioned the other day, he was somewhere down in Kentucky selling paperback versions of his famous book of ad-libs. Remember that small book? It was only one page.
Is that right?
Yeah. Don't you remember what was the highlight of Gene's ad-lib book?
I don't remember that.
Huh?
I was always...
Want me to do Gene's ad-lib?
Yeah, do it.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. Gene Loving's famous ad-lib.
Meatloaf!